This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have massive problems. I talk about this almost every week. But they do. They have a host of problems. And it's not just around the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. They have massive problems. The chaos is happening all over the country. And it's manifested itself in so many ways that it's impossible to ignore. 45 shot, 9 fatally. Do I really need to tell you where? Now, when I talked about this the other day, the death toll in Chicago, the final tally wasn't in. And even as I report this updated stat, multiple outlets had different numbers, 39 shot, 6 killed. And then I got the final tally, which I hope is the final tally, 45 shot, 9 fatally. And you say to yourself, you're worried about COVID? Wu flu? Yeah. While people are talking about the NFL and the ratings, which I'm going to tell you something about the NFL ratings. You're going to find out, well, first of all, the ratings are down. Now, they claim that the Thursday night ratings were up 3% from last year. I'm going to tell you what you're going to find with the ratings for the NFL. Eventually, you're going to find out that the NFL is paying people to watch the show. I'm predicting this. The Democrats have a lot of things going on. And you're watching the social justice movement implode on itself. People now understand what BLM is. I saw a report that said Black Lives Matter shut down a school in rural Wisconsin. And I'm going, there ain't enough blacks in rural Wisconsin to shut down anything, to shut down a phone booth. It was white kids marching for Black Lives Matter. Pretending. They need a cause. They don't have a war. They don't have any other reason to love America because they haven't been taught it in school. So let's make the black people our pet. And even though there's not 3 black people in rural Wisconsin, let's shut down a school. You want to know how I know it was white kids? They toilet papered the trees. That's stuff white kids do. Black people do drive-bys. We don't toilet paper your house. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Yeah, I'm going to shock your system in case you haven't heard the show before. Democrats have a lot. The major problems going on. Is RBG one? Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death? Absolutely. But they got 99 problems, and that's just one. Hunter Biden's crooked deals are back in the news. I heard the Republicans are putting together something to showcase and help connect the dots on that. That's not over, people. Democrats got a lot of issues coming up. And while all this is happening, you know what they're trying to figure out? How are our fake polls closing so quickly? How is it that people are onto us? How could our fake polls be closing? We keep putting more and more Democrats in the polling. We keep telling people that Joe Biden is 10 times more popular than Donald Trump. Who would ever vote for Donald Trump? They got early voting and all kinds of stuff. And you know what you're doing? You're getting out there and you are marching, man. You're in lockstep. They're still trying to convince people that Biden is the way to go. Please accept our demented candidate and his crooked son's dealings. So they're concerned now because the poll gaps are closing. Fake poll gaps closing. They don't know how. Is it Portland, Seattle, Milwaukee, Minneapolis? Is it any of the chaos that Antifa and Black Lives Matter is creating? Is it the lies that are being told by the media that are being discovered every single day? We'll talk about that a little bit today. And you're seeing it. You go, Kevin, I don't see it. It's like that commercial where the lady's painting the dude in the big hat eating a sandwich, and she shows him the picture. I think it's a Liberty Mutual commercial. And he goes, I don't see it. And it looks just like him. Well, let me tell you, when they're painting murals of F. de Blasio and Cuomo in New York City, in one of the liberals' crown jewels, I think maybe you start to see it. All kinds of things going on. As I said, I don't think there's a professional sports organization that has supported BLM that's ratings are going up. I don't believe anything that is supporting leftist causes is flourishing in the time of Trump. It is a desolate island out there. It's a desert because people are starting to get it. That's what's so cool about it. You are being heard. Your voice is finally resonating with people, and they're going, wait, whoa, just wait a minute here, sister. I mean, we're producing things on exposing the lie of 1619. Education is under fire. Parents are plugged in. Schools are saying to themselves, you know, are we going to still be able to teach our nonsense? Because you can't have both. You can't send kids home and have the parents teaching them and then expect them to stay indoctrinated. Colleges and universities are suffering. You know what's happening with students? They're saying, why should I have to pay full tuition when I'm not even on your stupid campus? What's it cost you to educate me electronically? Oh, wait a minute. There's a novel idea. We don't have to pay to educate people electronically. Maybe we could have curriculum and kids can follow it. The ones that can. The ones that can't can go to some school. But we don't need all this brick and mortar. Who's proven that more than anybody? Jeff Bezos and Amazon. He's proving the model. You don't need, when you got people that have products they want to sell in their homes and you say, hey, I'll ship it. You can ship it from your home directly to the consumer. And as long as everybody's happy, I'll get my little piece and we're all good. Well, guess what? You can do the same thing with education. Democrats in big trouble. Epstein's flight manifest, they're saying, is going to be made public. By the way, where is Ghislaine Maxwell? We already know some of the notables who flew with Jeffrey Epstein on his sex lair, to his sex lair. But the media only exposed a partial list. There are rumors that we got high-level politicians, maybe even people like Justice Roberts. They said Alan Dershowitz flew on there. He called him a lie, and I think he threatened to sue. Donald Trump supposedly was on there. They know that's a lie. This Trump, you think he's worried? Of course he's not. He didn't fly to that island. He's a billionaire. He doesn't have to fly anywhere to, you know, be with women. And now we're going to get this entire list, and these powerful people have been trying to hide this list from you and me. But no more fake news accusations, folks. We're going to get the real deal. As Ricky Ricardo would say, you got some explaining to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I keep telling you guys I would hate to be a Democrat, and I would. That's why I never was stupid enough to be one. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't feel bad if you succumbed. It's okay. You don't even need my forgiveness, but I forgive you if it helps you. You don't need me to help you overcome your grief. If you were ever a Democrat, if you voted for Obama, we still love you. You're a sinner, but we still love you on the conservative side of the aisle. You woke up. You came to your senses. Good for you. Anyway, glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Talking about Epstein's list and a host of other problems for the Democrats. And I would ask, who's going to be afraid? Who's afraid of this list leaking out? Well, I'll give you a few people I think. All of leftist D.C., much of Hollyweird, that's for certain, because they're all interconnected. They're less than 2 degrees of separation from each other. The most incestuous bunch on the planet. And as we view this list, folks, we might gain some understanding of how some of this insane politics that we experience has been heaped on us. A. Justice Roberts, Maybe we'll get an understanding of how some of these laws that have been written that favor leftism have occurred. Moving on, there's another story where the Democrats are in trouble, because it looks like the Department of Justice is saying that there are anarchist jurisdictions among us and we shouldn't be funding them. New York City was among three cities labeled anarchist jurisdictions by the Department of Justice and targeted to lose federal money for failing to control protesters and defunding cops. Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington were the other two cities. You know what Donald Trump is saying? I'm not going to go fight you. I'm going to beat you economically. You want money? You can't protect your citizens? We're taking away your money.
Oh, we can't have our money taken away, Mr. President. Don't you even try that.
Here's what they said. When state and local leaders impede their own law enforcement officers and agencies from doing their job, it endangers innocent citizens who deserve to be protected. Does that sound reasonable? Of course it does. It says, including those who are trying to peacefully assemble and protest. So Barr's saying, I don't care if you protest, but you're not going to be throwing Molotov cocktails and bricks and what have you. He says, we cannot allow federal dollars to be wasted when the safety of the citizenry hangs in the balance. It is my hope that the cities identified by the DOJ will reverse course, become serious about performing the basic function of government, and start protecting their own citizens. Bada bing, bada boom. I already told you, Nancy Pelosi, she's losing her mind. Nancy Pelosi's going, what in the world? She when I say losing her mind, she's having to do a mea culpa. Nancy's like, well, listen, why don't you guys stop, being terrorists and just go back to protesting? You know what it took to get her to have to do that? Quite a bit. But that's not even the biggest issue, folks. The biggest issue for Democrats, the biggest problem for Democrats, wait for it. One word, my producers are like, one word, I have to do this in one word. You ready? Trump. Donald Trump. Okay, two words, but I take away the Donald, Trump. He makes him look stupid. Here's what the New York Post wrote about the negative press of Donald Trump. And this is a little piece. It says, Trump has succeeded and will likely continue to succeed, not in spite of the media campaign against him, but at least in part because of it. Bum, 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 bum. I'm telling you, I've been waiting to talk about this for some time. The media is electing Donald Trump. He has got them so twisted. Every time they say something bad about him, it works backwards. The media is getting crushed under its own weight. It says this. Voters have grown wise to the media agenda and recognize stories crafted to fit a certain mold rather than to follow the facts. They know what a smear looks like and they don't like it. Welcome to the party, conservatives. Not only have you recognized this, you know what the New York Post is telling you? The regular folks, those people that you think can't be reached, Donald Trump has got them looking at the National Enquirer or the Globe of Politics, if you will, and they're paying attention. Here's what they go on to say. At the same time, the ceaseless onslaught has made Trump a permanent underdog. And Americans identify with and cheer for underdogs, an aspect of the national psyche that media and political elites, detached as they are, forget. Oh, I swear, I want to kiss the writer of this, because it is so true. Donald Trump is the billionaire that doesn't come off as a billionaire. You don't see him as an elitist. You know why? He doesn't act like it. And the media goes, oh, he's not bourgeois enough. We've got to attack this man. You know, these cocktail sippers. And so they beat up on the average Joe, the dude that looks like he's just out there. You know, listen, guys, let's get that trash picked up. We're going to build us another skyscraper. And then, you know, let's make sure the hospitals are good. And he's blue collar. Donald Trump's not talking to you as if he's talking down to you like he's Thurston Howell on Gilligan's Island. He doesn't do it. And here's what they go on to say. Understood in this light, one can see why negative Trump coverage may boomerang, including recent bombshells from The Atlantic magazine and Bob Woodward. Citing unnamed sources, The Atlantic claimed that Trump ridiculed soldiers killed in a war. The story, however, was soon undermined by reality. None of its sources came forward. Officials who did come forward, including the former National Security Advisor John Bolton, a noted Trump critic, contradicted the account. Voters were left to wonder, is The Atlantic more interested in harming Trump, particularly with his military supporters, than it is in the truth? Well, let me just go a step further and ask you this. I think I did at the time. I said, you heard the story. Did it impact you? Of course it didn't, because you knew it was a lie. Now, people push back on me. Well, Kevin, but this is the people below, the people that don't know, the uninformed. And I say to you, even they know. Even they get it. They know who's anti-military. Trump is so pro-military, it's ridiculous. But this is the part point we've gotten to in America where the left are so obvious in their lies, you think you're dealing with third graders. You know, they know they've been caught. I mean, they've got the Cheetos stuff on their clothes and on their fingers, and you're going, who ate the Cheetos now? What Cheetos? I didn't even know we had Cheetos. And you're going, oh, yeah, I think you knew. So they've been discovered, and it's backfiring big time. And I'm telling you, you guys can think what you want. We're in pretty good hands right now. I got to take a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second day of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing is continuing.
The game plan for today is to do our first round of 30-minute questioning. Each senator will have 30 minutes to interact with Judge Barrett.
Chair of the committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Barrett reminding everyone,
judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate abortion, and walk in like a a royal queen and impose, you know, their will on the world.
More than 10 million voters have already cast ballots. Figures compiled by the United States Elections Project at the University of Florida show early voting this year is far ahead of the pace 4 years ago. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be in Florida today, President Trump holding a rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News. Johnson & Johnson is taking a break from its coronavirus vaccine study because of an unexplained illness in one of the participants. Dr. Vin Gupta tells NBC's Today show it's part of the process.
It should be reassuring to all of us that this happened, because clinical trials usually, this happens, severe adverse events happen occasionally. We hope they don't happen too often, and because then that would be concerning. But this says that the process is working, that there's rigorous scientific oversight happening. So this should be encouraging to us, but we need to learn more about what actually the severe adverse event was.
AstraZeneca also had to put its work on hold in September because of a patient's suspected adverse reaction in the United Kingdom. Inflation is slowing down to its lowest level in 4 months. The consumer price index rose 0.2% last month after a 0.4% gain in August. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trump's media trap. Trump's trap. That's what I call what he's done to the left. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The media have completely played into Trump's hands. He's fighting backwards and absolutely pummeling them. He's moving backwards and they think they're winning. They're still coming in. It was like Tyson with Holyfield. And Holyfield's just keeping him at the end of that bat, of that jab. Bam! Bam! But then coming across with a right every now and then. Boom! And hitting him to the point where the media wants to bite Trump's ear. The KevinJacksonShow.com is what you're listening to. 844-551-8255. The media and leftists learned nothing from 2016. And I was talking about Bob Woodward. He taped hours of interviews for the book Rage. And this guy writes, almost any statement can be grounds for scandal. Speaking to Woodward, the president said of the novel coronavirus, I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down because I don't want to create a panic. And on 60 Minutes, Woodward, clearly eager to use the vocabulary of Watergate, suggested Trump was, quote, going down the path of deceit and cover-up. Now, let me stop there for just a second and explain. Woodward has nothing except Watergate. A minuscule scandal in comparison to half the crap that Barack Obama did. Is he investigating that? No. He's stuck on Watergate. He's a relic. He's an anachronism. He still thinks that, you know, people have a horse and buggy whip compared to what's happening today. But that's all he's got to live on because he's a hack journalist. They say, but attentive observers at the time intuited the president's strategy, the fact that he wanted to take decisive action against the virus while instilling calm in the nation, which, by the way, is what leaders do. Do you want a leader that panics, that tells you doom and gloom? Because that's what the Democrats are. Now, he goes on to write, where Woodward sees a tragic cover-up, others will find a, here it comes, wait for it, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, a common-sense approach to an unfolding crisis and leadership in the context of often conflicting scientific information. Now, Joe Biden walks around wearing his mask, crying science, 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 like they've got a little string on his back and somebody's pulling it. And Donald Trump is saying, I don't know about the science and anything else, but here's what I'll tell you. I have my observations about it. We made rash decisions about it, and I wasn't going to panic my country. He goes on to write, while the Trump bashing stories continue to mount, also, here it comes, so do Trump's accomplishments. I want to ease your mind. I want to assuage any angst you may feel out there in Kevin Jackson radio land, because this is the big thing. It would be different if Donald Trump were failing, if he weren't accomplishing the things that you were like, oh, man, another, oh, Lord. Donald Trump is winning the battle, the hearts and minds of people, because he's making things work. How afraid do you think people are of the Wu flu today versus a month ago? Today versus 2 months ago? Today versus 3 months ago? They are less afraid. I'm going to talk about mask wars and things like this. I happen to have one myself here recently. But I'm going to talk about this stuff because what I'm telling you is everything that they say about Trump, everything that they try to make you feel about him, he completely dismantles. It's amazing. They said, September 15th, voters watched the signing of the Abraham Accords at the White House. Agreements facilitated by the Trump administration that normalize and improve ties between Israel and two Persian Gulf states, UAE and Bahrain. Democrats in the mainstream media dismiss the importance of these pacts. In fact, here's what Andrea Mitchell had to say about it.
And at the White House today, Israel and two Arab nations signed a new diplomatic agreement that will normalize relations and bring them closer together. But as Andrea Mitchell reports, a broader Middle East peace is still an elusive goal.
With pomp and circumstance, the president heralding the first Arab nations to recognize Israel since 1994, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain.
After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East.
Both countries have quietly dealt with Israel for years, sharing intelligence against Iran, a common enemy. But today's agreements open the doors for trade, travel, and tourism. But it is not Middle East peace. Left out, the Palestinians, abandoned by their Arab neighbors, powerless to do anything but protest. The UAE is likely to get what it wants, coveted F-35 stealth bombers from the U.S. The big winners, two embattled political leaders, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, owing President Trump for helping him squeak out two recent election victories, still under pressure at home, but flying here to return the favor and getting a key to the White House.
And it's a key to our country and to our hearts.
The key to the hearts of the people of Israel because of all the great things you've done.
And the president can portray himself as a peacemaker. He says worthy of a Nobel Prize, 49 days before the election.
Not exactly the picture of optimism, Andrea. Didn't sound too exciting. It's not Middle East peace. It left out the Palestinians. Yeah, because they are not about peace. And that wasn't what they were trying to do. It's a step in the right direction. But they don't want to admit it. Same thing happened with North Korea. Oh, it's only the beginning. We'll see what happens. Donald Trump stepped foot on North Korean soil, something an American hadn't done legally in decades. It was no big deal. I told you guys, this is big, much bigger than people think. And I'll talk more about it as well. But I want to continue talking about this, the media side of things, because they're helping Donald Trump and his hack staff writer. His name is James Fallows of The Atlantic, and he wrote this piece called The Media Learned Nothing from 2016. And the subtitle of it was, The Press Hasn't Broken Its Most Destructive Habits When It Comes to Covering Donald Trump. And the title and the subtitle of this article intrigued me, so I read it. And that's why I call Fallows a hack. Because he missed the mark. Mostly. Little bit of nuance that I will agree with, but he mostly missed a mark. You can read the article if you want. It's James Fallows of The Atlantic, The Media Learned Nothing from 2016. And here's what he wrote. Much as Mueller didn't recognize these realities in time, neither did much of our print, broadcast, and cable media 4 years ago. Now let me explain what he's talking about with Mueller. He says Mueller didn't realize that AG Barr was not going to support him. That he was going to contradict the report. And therefore, the premise for him is that Mueller gave this brilliant report that essentially indicted Trump and A.G. Barr destroyed it. A.G. Barr destroyed the report because the report was junk. But he goes on, he says, networks ran Trump's rally speeches endlessly from mid-2015 onward, giving him free airtime, valued at some $2 billion. He says why his speeches, and not Hillary Clinton's or Bernie Sanders. because they were deemed great TV. And the channel's own ratings went up when the rallies were on. Well, that's part of the reason. But the other part of the reason is neither Hillary Clinton nor Bernie Sanders could get a big enough crowd or people that the media determines what they want to play to offset it. If there had been a charismatic guy or girl who could offset Trump, they would have played it. So anyway, he says, as the race continued, cable channels demonstrated their supposed balance by stocking political discussion panels, not with representatives of conservative viewpoints, but rather with tribalist and diehard team members, people who would defend whatever Trump had done or said. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second, because it cracks me up that these people describe the very people. For example, talk about Obama. You will get somebody come on the TV and tell you how great this the baby black Jesus was, that he was the best thing since mining the ocean. I don't want to say slicing bread because it's just too cliche. But he's the most amazing person to ever set foot on the planet, and they know it's not true. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has done enough. If he's like Tiger Woods. If Tiger Woods never wins another tournament, never wins another anything, he is still the best golfer ever. And I don't care if you think Jack Nicholson sliced the bread. Tiger Woods, in practically every statistical category, is better than Jack Nicklaus. He played many, many more tougher people. I could go on. Trump could stop right now and be the best two-term president in the history of man. But, Democrats are going to always try to badmouth him. They always want to make you feel bad for having made that choice. So they call you a tribalist. Well, I wasn't a tribalist. I remain not a tribalist. I remain a realist. And I will tell you, I'm convinced that this guy has been touched by God. And when we come back, we'll talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about an article written by James Fallows of The Atlantic. You know how much they love President Trump. And I'm dissecting this article because he essentially says the media has learned nothing from 2016. Now, he's right about that, but his premise in his article is practically not, I mean, it's almost not total nonsense. But I want to explore how not only are they getting it wrong, he's getting it wrong. They don't even understand the lesson of the lesson. So he goes on to talk about, as he calls the people that support Trump, he calls us tribalists. Donald Trump had the least amount of overall support going into the presidency of any president. This is their data, their polling data. In other words, most of us held our noses. I wasn't one of them, but there were many conservatives that held their noses when they voted for Trump. Then, guess what? He started showing why he got the name Trump, why you call it the Trump card. And he started performing. And suddenly, you became a tribalist. You became a person that said, you know what? I'm going to overlook some of these things, maybe what you consider to be his crass nature, his combative way on Twitter, and other things. You softened in ways that you never believed you would soften. And you want to know why you did it? Let me explain, conservatives, because I'm going to tell you, you're guided by one very simple force: results. That's how easy we are. If Barack Obama had delivered results, we wouldn't be having the conversation of Trump. We'd probably be having the conversation of Hillary Clinton, because Trump wouldn't have run, and it would have opened the door for the Democrats. You know why Donald Trump won? Because baby black Jesus couldn't give you, you ready? I gave you a hint earlier, results. He couldn't do it. What he gave you was disaster, chaos, and you're living it now. The legacy of Barack Obama is in Seattle. It's in Portland. It's in Minneapolis. It's in Cleveland. It's in Baltimore. It's cop killings. It's black people being killed in droves in Chicago. I gave you the numbers earlier about that. What, 9 people killed? 49 people shot or so? Who knows? The numbers are so big. Here's what I can tell you. Dozens will be shot and quite a few will be killed. And you know what the Democrats want to talk about? Science. Science. So the media frenzy about we tribalists is exactly right. You know why those rallies happen? When Trump's plane lands, he's greeted by thousands of people. When he goes somewhere, thousands of people are waiting. You know why they attacked his rally in Tulsa or wherever it was and tried to keep it down? They limited it to only 6,200 people showed up to that rally. Said nobody of a Biden rally, because Biden wouldn't dare have a rally. You want to know what's happening right now? Donald Trump is taking every press question you want to ask. He's been in the belly of the beast with Stephanopoulos. He's taken all the stupid questions these so-called unbiased voters who hadn't made up their minds were doing. And you know where Joe Biden was? Taking no questions. And they want you to believe the polls are real. No wonder we become tribalists. Fallow says that the excitement over Trump caused the media to provide $2 billion of earned media. And he's correct. And that media frenzy for ratings, ergo income, fed their fervor to get more Trump by way of surrogates. He called them tribalists, people who defend Trump no matter what. There certainly couldn't have been tribalists for Obama, right? But what Fallows neglects to cover is the amount of negative media that Trump endured. They documented 90%+ negative press coverage in the fake news media for Trump. So whatever he gained in this $2 billion, it was a trade-off. But here's the big deal. What Trump did is called earned media, because you have to actually earn it. And Trump did that. So I go back to what he talked about, these rallies, the media covering Trump rallies. You know why they did? Because Trump earned it. They were waiting for him to say something that they will go, oh, we'll seize on this as controversy. So Trump says, yeah, and we got to crack down on the border. Let these illegals, these Mexicans come. Oh, my, there you go. And they go talk about it. And you know what? The grassroots person, the person whose job is at risk in a time when manufacturing's moved away and these so-called menial jobs are being taken over by illegals and all these other issues that are being driven. You can't go to the hospital because they're saturating that. The school system's overloaded with them. Your kids aren't learning. They said, I like what that guy's saying. All that negative press was press that was essentially illuminating all the things that people go, yeah, but I'm sick of that too. I'm sick of black people bellyaching all the time. I'm sick of women talking about they don't have equal rights. And Donald Trump says, hey, I'll create jobs. You got a job now. All three of you, women, blacks, and Latinos, y'all got more jobs. Now what are you going to do with it? Yeah, he didn't cover that. But then Fallows points out how the media screwed up. He says, also, in the pursuit of ritual of balance, the networks offset coverage of Donald Trump's ethical liabilities and character defects, which would have proved disqualifying in any other candidate for any other job, with the intense investigation of what they insisted were Hillary Clinton's serious email problems. So let me just back up and tell you what this guy's trying to tell you. He's saying that the press Instead of focusing on Donald Trump's ethical issues and character defects, they chose to cover the Secretary of State, who set up a server in her basement, would not use the normal communications of the State Department, sets up her own little fiefdom, sets up a server in her bathroom basement closet, hires her own IT guy, and starts exposing what would technically be considered classified information, things that have gotten people put in prison, and here's the press following that story. As she now wants to pursue to become president, they're pursuing the Clinton Global Initiative, which miraculously is not getting any more funding. A multi-billion dollar organization built worldwide, a racketeering organization for the Clintons under the family mafioso Clinton name, and they wonder why the press, let me tell you something, why the press didn't cover much more of the Clinton stuff is, quite frankly, unbelievable. Do I really need to get into this latest story now? It broke on Jim Hoff's the Gateway Pundit, where they're now going, Anthony Weiner's laptop should have been much more thoroughly investigated. So he goes on to say, Gallup published a prophetic analysis showing what Americans had heard about each candidate. For Trump, the words most recognized from all the coverage was speech, immigration, and Mexico. For Clinton, one word dwarfed all others, email. He says the next two on the list were much less recognized, lie and foundation. The Clinton Foundation, set up by Bill Clinton, was the object of sustained scrutiny for supposed shady dealings that amount to an average fortnight's revelation for the Trump empire. So he's downplaying what the Clintons have done. And he's telling us the media shouldn't have covered it. So here's what I'm going to go back to, why Fallows is a hack. He doesn't want to admit that all that was, it wasn't just smoke, it was fire. He wants you to believe that the media doesn't know what it's doing in terms of what it, and they didn't in a sense, because they didn't follow the Clinton stuff to the level that they should. But they followed it enough to be, they couldn't completely ignore it because it was going to be talked about. So they covered it enough, and of course Comey comes along and offers all this protection, and he talks about it, the reopening of investigations into the emails, new emails, joke Clinton campaign. Let me tell you something, if it weren't for Comey, Hillary Clinton would be in prison. They all know it. But he wants to balance this by saying, look at all this stuff that, you know, these other Donald Trump was doing all this time. And he's validating everything that he says in the article, that he nor the media learned anything. They're still struggling. And they aren't going to learn anything. They won't look objective. Look, I'm going to tell you something right now. If Donald Trump had a foundation like the Clinton Foundation, I would be dig into it. This is crooked. You know what they did with Trump? Oh, Trump University, a real estate thing that had nothing to do with being a real, real academia. They treated it that way, and they effectively got him to shut it down. It was a nothing, a non-entity. And they got him to shut it down because people were like, I didn't get out of it what I wanted. Do you know how many of these correspondence late night courses that people get nothing out of? And you want to know why they don't? Because they don't want to put in the hard work. But they demonize Trump over this. We got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.